Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast.
We are broadcasting live for the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to know today that you tuned in at the right time. I believe that the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. We are getting ready to call your attention to the Word of God, which is coming from the fifth chapter of Luke. That is found in the New Testament. But first of all, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise thy name. We thank you, God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. We thank you, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Today we proclaim you, God, as being our King, as being our Lord, for being our high tower, for being our deliverer, for being one that we can call on midnight, early in the morning, all during the day, all during the night. God, we can call on your name. And Father, we feel confident on the inside that each time that we call, each time, God, that we communicate with you, God, that you are there, and God, that you will answer our prayer. Father, we just thank you, God, for the listeners that are listening today. Bless them, keep them, fill their faith in thee, God, like never before. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We want you today to turn to, if you have not, that fifth chapter of Luke. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Let's begin at that first verse. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now, when we just looking at that first verse, it caught my attention because the people, they pressed upon our Lord to hear the word of God. The question in our mind today is, are we pressing to hear the word of God? Are we so in tune to God and loving God that we want to hear every word that proceeded out of his mouth? So as they had pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he had stood by the lake and of generosity, and the word of God says, and saw two ships that were standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, here we see the two ships. You have to go with me. You have to visualize what God is doing, what God is saying. You're going to visualize the Lord standing there by the lake and how he saw these two ships. And they were idle, and the fishermen had gone out. There's no one. The fishermen had gone out of the ship, and they was washing their nets. And when Jesus, when he entered to one of the ships, it was two, which was Simon, and he prayed to him that he would thrust out a little from the land. In other words, he wanted him to push out, to drive quickly, and go forcefully unto from where they were, to thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, he said, launch out. And in other words, release to throw forward, to set out, to propel with force. I want you to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draft. Come on. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled, which means we have exhausted ourselves. We have labored all night. We have exhausted ourselves. We have worked continuously all night and have taken nothing. But look at Simon said, nevertheless, although we work, although we have labored, although we didn't catch anything, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. We didn't get anything. I wasn't the only one fishing, but we, it's plural, we did not catch anything. But at your word, Father, at your word, Master, we'll let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Look at the miraculous work of God. Look at the supernatural work of God. Look at what God did. All God is asking for us to be obedient unto him. The Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. The Bible says in the Word of God, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No, Simon and his partners, they did not see, and neither did they catch any fish while they were fishing. But you know, God wants to do the supernatural. God wants to let them know that I am God and that I am God all by myself. He wanted them to know that I am able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think. He wanted them to know that there was nothing too hard for him to do. So Peter, we see in the Word of God how they was obedient. How Peter was obedient. He was obedient to God. Number one, when God told him to thrust out into the deep, you know, somebody would have argued, no, I'm not going. No, we have been here all night long. I am tired. And why should we go back? And why should we take this ship out? We're washing our net. We're tired. We're getting ready to leave. But no, because of the faith and the confidence that he had in God, it didn't matter what he had done. See, sometimes we go through things in our life, and when we have tried different things in our life, and we say within ourselves, it didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. But that is not what God says. God is letting us know if we only obey him and have faith in him. Yes, sometimes we go through things in our life. It's a test of faith to let us know that we can make it and and to build us up and to cause us to be strong in our faith. And sometimes God was testing time, it's testing time, that sometimes we'll go through situations in our life, and when we attempt to do certain things, it may not present itself. It may not happen right then at that time. I like to go back when we think about and talk about Hannah. It didn't happen with her, with the child that she had desperately wanted. It didn't happen to her for a very long time. But she had to be persistent in her prayer life. The Bible says to pray and not to faint. Man should always pray and not to faint. Don't give up in our prayer, no matter what you do not see. Because the enemy wants you to walk off. The enemy wants you to turn your head. The enemy wants you to throw your hands up in the air and say it's over. But then even I say, when I begin to see the word of God, I see that God let us know that it's not over. The situation, the thing that you're going through, that it can be made better. I can give you increase. I can open the windows of heaven. I can give out blessings that there be not room enough to receive. I can rebuke the devil for your sake. When Peter was in this, when he was in a situation, when he and his friends could not catch any fish, they had their nets, and they were prepared to get fish because they were fishing for their livelihood. This is how they took care of the needs of their families and their loved ones, but yet they had fish. And they caught nothing. But when Jesus told them to thrust out, to launch out in the deep, sometimes we got to go deeper than where we are. It's time for us to go deeper. It's time for us to come from the surface. You may put your feet in the water, and you may pull your foot above your feet in the water, and yet you don't go out to an area in where you are in the river and on that lake or wherever it may be on that beach, but yet in the spiritual part, in the spiritual aspect of what we are saying to you today, that it's time for your faith to, it may have been a surface type of faith. You know, you may have been there and yet not there. You may have asked God for certain things, and yet God began to move for you in certain areas in your Christian walk. But then all of a sudden, you began to pray, and then you began to ask God for these things, and then you just see him move like you wanted him to move. But hey, it's a test of your faith. It's a test of your endurance, whether or not you're going to endure. The word of God now shows that we should endure as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to stand the test of time. We have to believe God. When these men, I'm quite sure, when they went out to fish, they had great expectations. They was looking to catch a multitude of fish, but they didn't catch anything. Sometimes when you don't catch things, you're looking for things in your life, and you don't see what you're looking for. Sometimes the enemy will come in, and he will try to discourage you and to make you believe that God is not hearing you and that this thing that you're praying for is not going to happen. But the devil is a liar. When the thought came in, The devil is a liar, even right now, in the name of Jesus, that whatever you ask God, you have to believe God that he is going to do it. And listen, we don't want to be in God's permissive will, but we want to be in God's perfect will. So when we can trust God and lean not to our own understanding. For the word of God says, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Somebody needs to be directed. Somebody needs to wait on God and to be of good courage. When we look at the word of God, when we see the creative miracle of God, I mean the Master, our Savior, our Lord, look at God in action. Look at God do the supernatural. When we look at God here in that sixth verse that I've read, it says, and when they had this done, after they had let down their net, in other words, and when they had seen this, had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. What an amazing God that we serve. I mean, their expectation was beneath what God was about to do and what God did for them. They dropped those nets, and when they did, they had enclosed a multitude of fishes, and the word says that their nets broke because they had so many fishes that the net could not hold them. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. Remember, it was two ships out there. Remember? And when they had dropped the net, and they were in boats, the word of God say that they were ships. A ship is much larger than a boat. But when they dropped their nets, when they were obedient to God, they got such a multitude of fishes that the net began to break. And then they had to beckon, they had to call to their partners, to those that were in on the other ship, to come and to help them. And they came and filled, not, come on, look at God. Look what a God, look what a powerful God that we serve. The word of God says they came and filled both the ship. I mean, look at God. It wasn't but one net. The nets that had gone down when Jesus told them about the net, to catch a net. But the other partner that was in the ship, he didn't have called them to help them. And when they came to help them, their ship, come on, look at multiplication. Look at God, how he multiplied. When they came, their ship was also filled. Both of the ships. Come on. And I just believe that this verse, I need to read it to you again, that seventh verse. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets broke. In that seventh verse, and they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. and they came and filled both of the ships so that they began to sing. Come on, come on, look at God. Did you get that? That it was so many fish on both of the ships that both of the ships, they will begin to sing. Even with them having their other ship. And with Simon Peter, when he saw it, my God, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me. Come on. Depart from me. For I am a sinful man, oh Lord. In other words, I'm not worthy to be in your presence. I'm not worthy to stand before you, Lord God. I see that you are God. I see the power that you possess. And so therefore, he wanted God. He wanted our Lord to depart from him because he knew that he was sinful. He said, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. But he was astonished. And all those that were with him, not only Simon Peter, but every partner, every man on both ships, they were astonished at what God had done. They were astonished at the draw of the fishes that were taken. Listen, God is looking to bring astonishment to people all around you, all around the world. God is looking for people that he can show out, that he can show his supernatural power, that he can show his miracle working power. He's looking for people that will believe his word. He's looking for people that will be obedient to him. See, if Peter would not have been obedient to God, he would have never have gotten the fishes that he and the partners received that day. But because of his obedience, because of his faith, because he loved God, he was obedient to God, to our Lord and Savior, and was able to get the fishes that they had gotten. And guess what? They not only was able to get the fishes, but it brought astonishment to Peter and to the rest of them. In that 10th verse, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, listen, fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Okay, my God. Fear not. Don't be distressed. Don't be emotional aroused. Don't be afraid. Because from henceforth, you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. God wants these fishermen to know that this is your livelihood. This is what you did every day. But I want to change what you were doing. You were fishing, and too many people that fish, that's a fisherman, and like to fish. This is an enjoyable art. This is something that they enjoy, most of them enjoy doing. Don't you know that a fisherman will go down to the river, to dock on a boat, they'll go early in the morning. It'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. It could be 5 o'clock in the morning. It could be 6 or 7 o'clock, and they are ready to fish. You can see the fishermen standing on the banks. They've cast that pole because they're looking to catch a fish, and they don't care how many hours that they have to stand there and to catch a fish, to make a drop. They'll do that because they are fishermen. And God knew that he wanted to use them. He knew that he wanted to change them from catching the fish. This was your profession. This is what you did. But I have another profession for you. I have something that I want to use you. Yes, you're going to be a fisherman, but you are going to be a fisherman of men. Come on. That's what God is calling his people. You are that I say. You are that I believe God. You that trusted his word. You that said yes to his will and yes to his way. God wants you to be a fisherman of men. And when they had brought their ship to the land, come on, they forsook everything. They gave up everything. They forsook all. And they followed Jesus. They followed him. They seen the miracles. They seen the supernatural power of God. When we can read in the word of God and we can see what God has done and what God is doing, then it gives us a ladder of faith to keep climbing, to climb, to climb, and to know that God is what he said that he is. He is God all by himself. Somebody today needs to launch out into the deep and receive your miracle. When we began to look at that 12th verse, let's just walk just a little bit more. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I mean, he's still teaching. He's still instructing. He's still building faith. He's still building confidence. He's still letting them know that I'm God. I showed you the multitude of fish, how you were able to catch these fish, and the net, your nets began to break. You began to call your partners, and you put these fish, the multitudes of fish, on both of the ships, and both of them, the word of God said it was filled. So here, I'm going to show you, I showed you about the fish. I showed you how the miracle working power and the supernatural power that you can walk in. Because the same that I do, you shall do. But then here, we see a man that was full of leprosy. Leprosy will cause you to lead to a loss of sensation in your extremities, in your body. It brings paralysis. It causes a gangrene. And it causes a person to be called a deformation. And so, therefore, this man was contagious. He had a chronic disease, and it looks almost like ulcers that was on his body. But even in the, when we read in the Word of God, that people that had this disease a long time ago, some of them died because of the paralysis, because of the gangrene. Gangrene, listen, that will kill you within itself if it's not treated. But they seen this man. He was full of leprosy. And when he seen Jesus, he fell on his face. This was a smart man. There was a man that knew that this wasn't an ordinary man. It was a man that knew that Jesus was able to heal him. So he besought Jesus, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean, because he was unclean. Anybody had leprosy, disease, they were unclean. And people didn't really want to be around them and avoided them. And he put forth his hand and touched him. Look at Jesus. Come on. He touched the man, saying, I will see you free. I'm going to touch you, and I am going to call you to be clean. And immediately, not the next day, not a few hours later, but the Word of God said, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. And so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. People heard of the great things that Jesus had did, just like they heard, just like when the fishermen, when they seen what Jesus did, even those that were in the other ship, you knew that they had to go. Some of them had told their families and their loved ones what Jesus did. The word says that great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmity, of their sickness, of their diseases. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which came out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord were present to heal them. They came to be healed. And the word says that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And then it tells us that there was a man. He said, and behold, a man brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. It says before him, but to lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find what way they might bring him in, because of a multitude of people, because of a multitude, they went upon the housetop. Come on, look at faith. Look at faith. They went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling, which with his couch, unto the midst before Jesus. They were not going to give up. They were persistent in their faith. They weren't going to let the multitude of people keep them from getting what they needed and what this man that had the palsy needed. I can't get through this crowd, but we're going on the housetop. We're going to take our friend. We're going to take him on the housetop. We're going to let him down. And they did let him down in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this with speaking blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But when Jesus received the authority, he answered and said unto them, what you in your heart. When it's easy to say your sins be forgiven, you ought to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of a palsy, I say to you, arise, take up your pallet, and go unto your house. Take up your pallet, and go unto your house. And immediately he arose up before them and took up that whereon he was laid and departed to his own house, glorifying God. What a mighty God we serve. It's time to believe God. It's time for us, for our faith, to go to that next level in God. It's time to launch out into the deep and to receive your miracle. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for allowing us once again to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We thank God today, here on our power, that the power of your word, the things that you did, God, with the multitude of fish, God, the supernatural happenings of the fishes, of the multiplication of the fishes, God, faith has been magnified. People's lives today have been changed because they believe your word. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now for healing the man with the leprosy and the man that had the palsy, the man, God, that was let down from the tower. Lord, I pray even now, God, that you will move, God, all over this nation, Lord God, and God, that you will cause faith to come alive like never before. God, call faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, to go into every household. God, that they can believe that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. And God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, I pray, God, even now that person that's suffering with infirmities in their body, I pray and I send the word of healing, God, to them because, God, you know every household and every individual, whether they're in a house or whether they're on the street, come on, that God, that they can, and God, that they can and will be healed by the power and by their faith. So, Lord God, even those that are driving down the street, those that are at lunch break, God, those that are at breakfast, Father God, we pray, God, even now, that the healing power of you will be manifested in them. God, that they, God, today, that they will launch out into the deep and that they will receive a miracle from you. That they will receive miracles, Lord God, from you, God, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God, in the name of Jesus, that they will wait on you and even when tests and times, even in the faith, God, that they'll know that they have a God that loves, a God that have not forgotten them, a God that will give them the desire of their heart if they delight themselves in you. Lord, move, God, even now. Cause faith, cause obedience to come forth in Jesus' name. And those, God, that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray today that, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. I pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you said that we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, that God is praying for the dead. You said that we shall be saved. So I ask thee, Lord, to save right now in the name of Jesus. This has been Dr. Mary Snow McCoy the preacher of the hour on the Hour of Power. Please join us on this Friday as we again talk about the supernatural power and the miracle working power of the Most High God. Until then, may the peace of God be with you. Receive your miracle. Step out into the deep and believe God today.